Good morning, this is Akashvani. I'm Sarabjeet Kaur with the World News. The headlines. India and European Union conclude official level negotiations for proposed free trade agreement. India-EU security and defence partnership to be signed in New Delhi today. European Council President Antonio Costa says India and European Union can together act as strong providers of stability, protectability and reliability on global stage. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate India Energy Week 2026 in South Goa virtually. 6-day-long National Culture and Tourism Festival Bharat Parv 2026 begins at Red Fort in Delhi. And in cricket, India to take on Zimbabwe in Super 6 stage of Under-19 World Cup at Bulawayo in Zimbabwe this afternoon. Commerce Secretary Rajesh Agarwal has said India and European Union have concluded official level negotiations for the proposed free trade agreement to boost two-way commerce and strengthen economic ties between the two sides. Mr. Agarwal said that the two sides are set to announce the conclusion of official level negotiations in New Delhi today. Details on this from our correspondent.
Commerce Secretary said the trade deal from the Indian perspective is balanced and forward-looking, which will help in better economic integration of India with the EU. Mr. Agarwal added that it will propel trade and investments in both economies. The announcement will be made during the EU-India summit, which will be hosted by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi today. European Council President Antonio Costa and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen will hold summit talks with PM Modi in New Delhi today. The pact is likely to provide duty-free access to a number of Indian goods from labor-intensive sectors such as textiles, chemicals, gems and jewellery, electrical machinery, leather and footwear. Vice President of European Commission, Kaya Kallas, has said that the EU-India Security and Defence Partnership will be signed today. Kallas said there is strong momentum for closer cooperation with India and EU is seizing it. She said as a symbol of the deepening bond between the two countries, personnel from EU naval operations, Atlanta and Aspides took part in the Republic Day parade at Kartavya Path in New Delhi yesterday for the first time. The EU market accounts for about 17% of India's total exports and the bloc's exports to India constitute 9% of its total overseas shipments. Ashish Abraham for World News.
European Council President Antonio Costa has said that India and European Union can together act as strong providers of stability, protectability and reliability on the global stage and protect the rules-based order at a time of growing geo-economic turbulence and unpredictability in trade. In an interview to a TV channel, Mr. Costa said, India-EU FTA will send an important political message to the world that India and EU believe more in trade agreements than in tariffs. He further added that the deal is important at a time when protectionism is rising and some countries have decided to increase tariffs. The fourth edition of India Energy Week, IEW 2026, will begin today in South Goa. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the conclave virtually. Mr. Modi will virtually address the delegates after the inauguration at Betul village in South Goa district. More from our correspondent.
Under the patronage of Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, this premier event will bring together over 75,000 professionals and 550 speakers from 120 nations. Global leaders like Hardeep Singh Puri and UAE's Dr. Sultan Ahmed Al Jaber will lead discussions on balancing energy security with decarbonization. Featuring 700 exhibiting companies and specialized thematic zones, the event showcases innovations from green hydrogen to biofuels. By integrating local Goan heritage with high-level diplomacy, India Energy Week 2026 aims to forge the partnerships necessary for a sustainable and equitable energy future. Mahesh Sobre, Akashvani News, Panaji.
Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and Union Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat inaugurated the 6-day National Culture and Tourism Festival Bharat Parv 2026 at Red Fort in New Delhi yesterday. During the event, Mr. Birla said that this festival will serve as a platform in strengthening India's cultural heritage. He said that through this festival, people will get to witness the culture of different states and regions. Mr. Birla added that this initiative will play a crucial role in increasing tourism potential of the nation.
This festival will offer a glimpse into India's culture and heritage. We invite the nation and the world to come and witness the Bharat Parv. I hope that through this festival, we will attract both domestic and international tourists.
Speaking on the occasion, Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat noted that through this festival, visitors will gain a deeper understanding of country's traditions, folk arts, crafts, cuisines and tourism destinations, thereby strengthening people's connection with the nation's heritage. The event will see participation from 34 state tourism pavilions and 24 central ministry stalls and leading institutions and organizations from across the country. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. You're listening to the World News. U.S. President Donald Trump announced an increase in tariffs on South Korean goods to 25% from 15%, citing the Korean legislature's failure to enact a trade agreement. Writing on social media, Mr. Trump said the higher tariffs would apply on autos, lumber, pharma and other reciprocal tariffs, though it remains unclear if the revised tariffs are in force. The decision comes as South Korea remains one of United States' leading sources of imported goods, exporting $132 billion worth of products to the U.S. in 2024, including automobiles, semiconductors, and electronics, which could now face higher prices. The move reverses a trade agreement announced in July, setting tariffs at 15%, under which Trump said South Korea would provide $350 billion for U.S.-controlled investments. In Iran, 6,126 people were killed in crackdown on nationwide protests, with many more feared dead. The figures come from the U.S.-based human rights activist news agency, which verifies each death with a network of activists on the ground. Iran's government, however, reports a far lower 3,117 deaths, saying 2,427 were civilians and security forces, labeling the rest terrorists, and has historically undercounted fatalities from unrest. Israel has retrieved the remains of Ran Geveli, the last Israeli captive in Gaza, clearing the way for the next phase of the October ceasefire, including reopening the Rafah crossing without restrictions. Israel Army spokesman Avichai Adre said Gevel's body was returned for burial, confirming all hostages held in Gaza have now been repatriated. Mr. Gevi, an Israeli policeman, is thought to have been killed during the October 7, 2023 attack. His return to Israel marks the end of Hamas's obligation to return all 251 people dead or alive to Israel under the terms of the ceasefire deal. In cricket, India will take on Zimbabwe in Super 6 stage of Under-19 World Cup at Bulawayo in Zimbabwe today. The match will start at 1 p.m. IST. The Zimbabwe Under-19 side enters the Super 6 after a challenging group stage, recording 2 losses and 1 no result. On the other hand, India Under-19 have been unbeaten so far in the tournament, securing victories over the United States, Bangladesh and New Zealand during the group stage. In the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 15 runs at BCA Stadium in Vadodara last night. Today, Delhi Capitals will take on Gujarat Giants at BCA Stadium in Vadodara at 7:30 p.m. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India and European Union conclude official level negotiations for proposed free trade agreement. India-EU security and defence partnership to be signed in New Delhi today. European Council President Antonio Costa says India and European Union can together act as strong providers of stability, protectability and reliability on global stage. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate India Energy Week 2026 in South Goa virtually. 6-day-long National Culture and Tourism Festival Bharat Parv 2026 begins at Red Fort in Delhi. And in cricket, India to take on Zimbabwe in Super 6 stage of Under-19 World Cup. And that is the end of this news bulletin.